You are listening to the local obscene, season 6, episode 8, featuring Amethyst, Michelle. They swung by the studio and hung out with me and my big fluffy cat.
What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, here jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 6, Episode 8. And I absolutely have a very special treat for you. Amethyst Michelle swung by the Local Obscene Studios and talked about their two singles coming up. Actually, one of them already came out. It's called Shut the Hell Up. And it is absolutely incredible. But they also have another song coming down the chute. Release date, March 14th, called Where Have the Angels Gone? We got to talk about it. They are super amazing people. First time I actually met them, they showed up to the studio. We hung out with the big fluffy cat who goes by the name Goom. And if Goom likes someone, I like someone. And I definitely liked Amethyst Michelle. So, how about we do some quick housekeeping? Knock it out of the way. Do you love the Local Obscene? Well, look in the description of this episode on whatever streaming app you're listening on. There you can make a contribution. Any amount goes a long way to help us get the ultimate software and hardware to provide you with greatest podcasting experience. Do you want to be on the show? Give us a follow on Instagram at Local Obscene and Local Obscene, and shoot me a DM or send me an email at localobscene@gmail.com. What do you do? Are you in a band? Do you have a venue? Are you a comedian? Are you a psychiatrist that gives mushrooms to old people? I want to know. All right, get in touch with me. Let's fucking schedule that shit. Fuck yes. The Local Obscene also does photography now, or I guess I do photography. I do band shoots. I do animal shoots, family shoots, portraits. Whatever you're looking for, you want that fresh look, hit me up. Same process, DMs, email. I got you. Okay, so without further ado, how about we jump in to that Amethyst Michelle interview? But first, let's hear a clip of a track that is coming out on March 14th. That's right, you're gonna hear a sneak peek of this hell of a fucking ripper by the name, Where Have the Angels Gone? By Amethyst Michelle. Let's tune in.
I try to set in my high horse, but it's rough that higher road. Now I'm only closer to empty sky, nothing to fill my gaping ride. Where are the angels gone? I strike my foot against the stone.
We are here with Amethyst Michelle, gathered in the sacred sanctuary of the Local Obscene Studio. The incense are burning. The candles are lit. Welcome.
Thank you. We're excited.
State your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Amethyst. I am the lead singer.
I'm Tanner. I play guitar.
I'm Christian. I do percussion stuff.
I'm Patrick. I hold a bass guitar.
He holds it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else. He just stands there. He looks good.
Yeah, that's my job.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so what is the origin story of Amethyst Michelle?
So, actually, the band started because I met Tanner, and Tanner was auditioning for, like, this project I was doing, and I realized I was never going to meet a better musician than him, and so suddenly the solo project was a band project, and we just started looking for more people to include in that, and we have very similar vision for what we want to do in life, and yeah.
That's awesome. How did you two...
I met Amethyst like back in March of last year, and we became friends, and I knew she needed a bassist, so I would like fill in occasionally, and then I ended up...
Yeah, just occasionally, and we were still looking for a bass player, and he would not tell me that he wanted to be our official bass player. He was like dropping hints. But I'm oblivious, and so then one day we were like, we had to go record the EP, and we like invited him, and he was like, please can I come, and he was like buying gear and dropping hints, and then finally at the recording, like weekend retreat, he was like, can I please be your bass player, and I was like, dude, of course, like, why are we still looking then, like, I don't get it. Anyways, and similar things happened with Christian.
Yeah, the... Their drummer didn't want to stay long term, and they were needing one. And I had known Patrick for a few years now, and he suggested that I try out because he knew that I played drums. I'd seen some of their shows before too, and I really liked their stuff. And so I was worried that I'd be like, you know, pulling them back, you know, coming in so late because it was after they had recorded their EP. So I was nervous, but he made me try out, and I'm so glad I did.
We are too.
And all the nervousness went away, and he just went to the zone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He rocks. He rocks.
That's what's up. How about the name itself?
So that's a great question. My name is actually Amethyst Michelle. That's my middle name.
And oh, okay. That's
it
cool.
Started off as a solo project.
Yeah.
And then we just kinda kept it. And it's really confusing for some people. Like, they'll ask me, like, oh, hey, like, are you Michelle? And I'm like, no, not quite. But it's been pretty cool to kind of see it change from, like, expand from something that was supposed to be solo to something that's, like, a band and then a crew and then now fans who wear our T-shirts and call themselves, like, our Amethyst Michelle darlings. Like, that's really been really cool to see.
Hey, shout out fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So what would you say are some of your influences musically?
I'll start with me. I listen to a lot of like funk and R&B stuff mainly, and I feel like I try and bring that a lot to our music, but I love writing all sorts of stuff. Like mm-hmm. There's really not a genre I feel like I don't love to write and be a part of. So really live music and making music with other people is like my main thing, but I truly think my influences mainly come a lot from like funk mm-hmm. and jazz and R&B.
Funky.
As a whole, we're like pretty inspired by like early 2000 rock, like Paramore and Flyleaf, who we actually opened for last year, which
what?
Was crazy. Yeah, we opened for Flyleaf. It was
Holy
the best
shit.
Day of my entire life, let me tell you.
Did you get to like meet them and shit?
Yeah,
oh,
and they're
fuck.
So nice.
That's
they were so,
cool.
so nice to us. They like showed Tanner their like guitar setups and stuff, and we like all got to geek. It was so cool. So those are definitely our influences as like a main band, but like Tanner, like he said, like is super jazzy, super funky, and so whenever they get on the bass guitar, it's like, it just like bends the genre completely. It's so cool. What
What's
are your
up?
Influences?
Well, I also like a lot of, I like a lot of funk and disco and jazz, but I find myself listening to quite a bit of alternative rock and a lot of like grunge rock, There's been a lot of punk influence in what I've done. Really enjoy that. And I stole all of Christian's music from his iPod, so whatever he listens to, I'm also on. We have pretty similar music tastes, and that's always cool. What would you say?
Grunge.
Yeah, grunge, alternative rock, indie rock, shoegaze, junk like that. All that stuff, proto-punk, you know, just stuff like that.
Throw a name out there.
Iggy Pop.
Oh shit.
He's like an encyclopedia for stuff.
Yeah, it's actually true.
It's the best part about having him. He knows things.
They also glossed over this, but they both have like brick iPods that they still carry around. And
yes.
Mine's in my backpack.
All right, impressive. I'm going to have to bust out my junk drawer. You guys might appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Very cool. So let's get down into it. You recently dropped a track called Shut the Hell Up. Mm-hmm. Great title.
Thank you.
As well as a track that is upcoming that I got a sneak peek dropping March 14th by the name Where Have the Angels Gone? First off, incredible.
Thanks.
I'm taking this shit.
Thanks.
It's amazing. And also, I can just tell that there's a lot of passion, powerful emotion going on behind this, in between the notes. What was the writing process like?
Yeah, I love that you mentioned passion. I think that's such an important part of music and specifically our band. We are all very, very, very passionate people who I think can express that best via music. I write all of our lyrics as of now. These are songs that I've been kind of hoarding for several years. And it's kind of that thing, the emotions are so complex and difficult to explain. And so I think sometimes like people feel very lonely and isolated in their emotions. Yeah. So my thought was like when writing any song, and definitely with these two, was trying to grapple with really big complex emotions and whittle them down to their core statements. And for Shut the Hell Up, that was, I'm so selfish. I can't love someone well. And then with Where Have the Angels Gone, it was like the abandonment of faith. Was like, how do you wrestle with these things alone? So
that's heavy.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit I like.
Yeah.
And I feel people who are struggling with that kind of stuff, it's great to put songs like that out there so they can have something to relate to and hold on to so they don't get totally lost.
Yes. Music is so much about communication and relation and community, and that's something we super harp on as a band, is how do we relate to one another when we pull, like Tanner can talk about this too, of like when they write a guitar to match what I'm trying to say. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these with the writing process, it's more like Amethyst will like send me like a song with her like just singing it and like playing along on her guitar, and she like conveys kind of like what she wants the song to be and what she wants it to grow into. And I love to like just take that and run. And, you know, and we're constantly coming like back and forth, be like, hey, for this part, like what do we want these people to feel when they hear this music?
Yes.
And that's what I like being a part of, being able to create.
Mm-hmm. It is all about the emotion. It's all about relating to our audience and inviting people into this moment of like, you're not actually wrestling with these complex emotions alone. There is something that we can all take away from this.
Excellent.
Yeah, I feel that one of the things that I most enjoy about the songwriting process is when we start pulling our parts in together and workshopping it as a band, playing it together instead of individuals working towards a goal. It just seems to always take it to that next level that makes you really, really, because like the rough demo of Amethyst just singing is like compelling enough, and then once you add everything into it, it just gets fleshed out into something that you know knew it could be but didn't expect it could get to. You know, it was just, it's cool. I like it.
And I joined after they had written most of their stuff, so I've only been able to be involved with the writing process for one song so far, and I really enjoy it. Like, they obviously know what they are doing already. Like, I always thought writing processes would take, you know, like a month per song or so, but we had stuff like, you know, the foundation down by the first day. It was a lot of fun, and I like to pull my own style into it since I didn't have to, you know, like play what someone had already written for me. I was able to actually like write my own thing for the first time ever, and it was a lot of fun to bring my own style into it.
And improvising as a band for the first time was super fun.
It was really fun.
Just jamming and making something we've never played before. That was
that was
rehearsals
fun.
And writing sessions are like one of our favorite parts. It's just that creative process is like, oh my gosh, you did that cool thing. That was, do it again. Like, that was awesome. And getting to like celebrate like all these different things that we are trying to communicate, whether that's emotion or style or what have you. Really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So where did you guys record?
You can't say the initials.
Yeah.
Unless it's some top secret information.
No. Okay. So actually, when we played for Flyleaf, we connected with Lacey's husband.
Yeah.
And he was the one that took on our project. So shout out Josh Sturm. And he invited us to his home studio in Pennsylvania.
Holy crap.
We spent a week in the mountains of Pennsylvania. I mean, it was like, have you ever been to like summer camp as a kid?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I kind of grew up in the mountains, so I feel like.
Really? That. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, we spent a week basically at our own summer camp. So every morning you like walk through the woods and you hike and like the whole world's making music. And then you like go down into the basement with your friends and you make music. And it was like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just the best time of my whole life.
We became fairy princesses.
We really did.
We were mornings laying on the lawn looking at the sun. Being whimsical and enjoying the trees, and then like, all right, let's go record now. I guess we'll go make some music.
So fun.
It was amazing.
And everyone worked so hard. It was like what, 5 days of recording?
Yeah, like five whole days.
Mm-hmm. Of just hanging out.
Just hanging out and like really being out, and like the world is so pretty and like it's amazing.
Yeah.
And everyone up there was so incredibly nice.
Yes, yeah. Josh's family was, like, Lacey and them, they are so kind, they are so genuine, and they cared so much about our music and, like, wanted to give, like, input and thought, and it was so welcome, because obviously they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was also, like, a really good time. Like, we left it, and we were like, I was like, oh my gosh, I love these guys so much. So, like, I think our band definitely got closer because of that, and our vision, like, kind of like it had already been casted beforehand, but it definitely melded, and it was very bonding.
It was definitely hard to go home after and be like, those are my friends, I don't want to leave.
Yes,
that's what I imagined it would be when I was a kid, you know, like you think you dream of making music one day, and you can only hope, because like you read all these stories of, you know, your heroes growing up, you know, they don't stay together or whatever, their band had, you know, you learn that somebody always hated each other or something, and it breaks your heart. And then getting to do this with people that I genuinely love to be around and couldn't imagine, you know, doing this without, is just such an incredible thing. Like it's like I'm doing this with my best buds. I love this. You know, like it's actually fun.
It's special.
It is like fun and not just work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, that's cool. It was like, also, I guess, being able to isolate yourselves kind of from the daily just crushing reality of the big city sometimes that can just weigh down. And just to be able to, like, a creative retreat that's where you can just really unlock that synchronicity, I guess, between each other. That's really cool.
That's exactly what it was. It was a retreat and, like, it was such a cool way to just open ourselves up to that creative process in a way that, like, you're right, if we had been here and just, like, going to work and then going to do that, I don't think it would have been as easy, and we were super blessed to have that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome! Well, cool. Hell yeah. And I can also tell, and just the quality of it is, it's fantastic. The mix hit hard in the car.
Yeah.
I always got to do a car test.
Yes.
And
so
it definitely
important.
Passed the car test.
Woo,
that was
go,
unironically part of the process. I'd be like, I think this sounds good on my headphones. Let me go see how it sounds on my car.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's the place probably where I consume the most music. So I know when something doesn't sound right. And I have a 1999. Ford Explorer, so if it can sound good in there, it can sound good in anything. Tradition has it, on the local obscene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
So ready.
I should have brought my dice.
Kinda.
I did bring my dice.
What? Unheard of. Level of preparation.
Second check.
Skill incredible. Check. He got a natural 20, you guys, off of that statement alone.
And you can't prove we didn't.
Okay, here we go. Fast forward 20 years into the future. Amethyst Michelle is ending their second world tour in DeBellum at the new and improved Five Links.
That's awesome.
The show sells out in 2 seconds and everything goes flawlessly. How are you feeling after that performance?
So major.
Really sick. I'm feeling about Five Links worth of of fantastic in that moment, I would say.
Yeah.
How about you, Tanner? How do you
feel? I could eat 5 whole sausage links.
You think so?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you got the links on the brain.
Five links at Link.
Yes, totally. Of course.
Part of the newly improved Five Links was them adding a kitchen and having the Five Links special.
Hell yes.
He actually played the drums with them. You watched closely. It's like nunchucks.
Oh my gosh.
And Randy takes a bite out of it. Throws it.
That was my favorite part.
Someone in the crowd grabbed that bitten link and sold it on eBay for sure. That definitely happened now. That's canon. Hell yeah. So all the roadies come out. They start packing up all your gear, you know, top level shit, and gives you the rare opportunity to explore your old stomping grounds of DeBellum. Where do you plan to go first?
Definitely Supreme Pizza and see if it's still a Supreme.
I go back to my car to see if I have a boot on it, to see if that's what happens.
Oh, oh shit.
Gosh. Yeah,
that's fucking like boots.
I go to Serious Pizza, see if it's still serious.
Oh, what, I'm soft. My bad.
So food's on the mind for sure.
Well, the sausage didn't cut it. As cool as it was to have 5 whole links to myself. Yeah,
you still got to get some serious pizza. Awesome. So I say, you guys start making your way over to Serious Pizza first. There's many stops lined up. But the four of you simultaneously hear a voice whisper in your minds from a dimly lit alleyway behind buildings, and it says, "Remember." Followed by the smell of freshly baked cookies and tacos. Do you follow the voice into the alley?
Yes.
I do smell food.
Is this like is this a telepathic really message?
It is, but you all look at each other and you're like,
so did y'all hear that? We have to decide as a band to all go or not go. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can't be like one person go astray.
I mean, in theory, you could.
Yeah, I would go and they'd be.
Let's send Christian in. I mean, he's eager. Why not? You want to go see the noise?
I don't know.
You want to go get the cookies?
I smell cookies.
You smell cookies?
Food's from the man who's watched so many movies, he knows the warning signs.
Well, he doesn't. I saw something. You know, you don't know what genre you're in. You could be in a good movie. Go find out.
Very true. Very true.
I don't know. Telepathic voices are never in a good movie.
Says you.
Well, not horror.
I don't have
horror.
Any proof to refute that, though. So
not
maybe you're
fantasy,
right.
Fantasy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you guys. Your curiosity seems to be.
Yes.
We go for it.
Yeah,
I go for it.
Yeah. I think they're gonna go for
I'm
it.
Stand back and watch.
Okay,
maybe
Christian
goes. I'm gonna do it like
I'm hiding behind Patrick.
There you go.
Okay. I'm like Gollum looking at Bilbo, you know, from the rocks. I'm eyeballing.
I'm Naruto running in.
I like this energy. It's very barbarian of you. Arms behind his back. He's charging in. Christian's going for it. The others really don't seem to have a choice because, I mean, you got to follow your boy. Make sure he's going to be all right.
I choose the tempo. I choose the destination.
My body acts without my intent.
J.K. Simmons jumps out and says, not my tempo.
I was rushing.
Shout out, Whiplash.
That was a good drummer joke.
Perfect. Probably, honestly, my all-time favorite drumming movie. Not going to lie. So you come upon a heavy steel door with a sliding latch, and upon standing in front of it, the latch abruptly slides open, revealing a pair of eyes squinting at you, and it says, "Password, please."
What's the password?
Christian, you know the password, remember? It was that thing. You were supposed to write it down. You didn't write down the password?
I'm sorry, you can't expect me to remember everything.
Is that actually?
Sorry, I can't expect you to remember everything.
No response yet.
Okay.
Oh god, we're gonna be here all night.
All right.
Rock and roll, baby.
Okay, how about this? Each of you gets one chance to say a password, and then I'll decide.
The voice told us remember, right?
Oh.
That's what...
Three links.
Remember the
five
three.
Five links.
Well,
we have
remember,
three links.
It used to be three links.
Mm.
What happened to the fourth link?
What's the missing link?
Is three links your final answer?
Yes.
Nothing happens.
No!
Christian?
Christian, your turn.
I'm going to go with remember.
That's it?
I think so. I mean, that's the only voice I've heard from them other than Basswood. So.
Nothing happens. Okay. Amethyst.
Forget.
It's true, the antithesis of remember.
You know, and it's our last
single. Yeah.
We can
promote
that by saying forget to the creepy
guy. I'm so stupid. It was right in front of us.
Still nothing happens.
I'm so smart.
It all rests upon your shoulders.
Come on, Tanner.
I heard the remember voice, and I was my guess was going to be, I don't want to forget the line from our last single.
The famous
song. It is very famous.
I don't want to forget.
We just did two world tours.
Yeah. We just did two world tours. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe that is the
And I don't want to forget. That's my final answer.
The latch shuts, and you hear a creaking hinge as it opens to you.
Oh, yeah, Tanner! That was good.
After descending a spiral staircase for 10 minutes and reaching the bottom, you find. Dramatic transition.
Can I roll an acrobatics check to slide down the rail and make it look really cool?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was the
seven. You get halfway down and you almost fall, but the rest of them pull you back up, so it's okay.
And everyone else pretends it was really cool.
No, babe, no one's laughing.
It was really cool.
You are good at tricks.
You are not cringe. You are not cringe.
It was based.
You're based.
So you get to the bottom of this spiral staircase after 10 minutes, and you find a sign that's a pink neon sign glowing with an arrow, and it says, Deeper Elam on it.
That's awesome.
And there's a door. And there's no password for this one. Are you going to go inside?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Deeper Elam.
I have to stand there staring at it for a few minutes until Christian does the, you look lonely.
I can fix that voice.
And then I can enter.
I started looking around for Deepest Elam.
Damn, he's all ready to go. Already ready to go to the next level.
Is seven links in there?
It's a possibility. So you enter into Deeper Elam, and upon walking through this door, what lays before you is utterly jaw-dropping. Hovering electric scooters, large holograms of delicious foods, and wild animals, sharks swimming through the sky, and lions roaring over a bustling street. But as eye-popping as these things are, or wanting to pull you in every direction, the voice that originally lured you to this place undeniably beckons from a humble witch's cottage, practically invisible unless you were searching for it. Do you knock on the door?
I want to be in their coven, so yes.
Well, it showed us.
Yeah. We're finally going to cult.
Yeah.
We're finally making the transition from band to cult.
I've always wanted that to happen, so I'm pretty on board.
Yes.
In this world, do the hovering scooters pick themselves up off the street, or do they?
So you do have to walk up with a little. There's still a QR code. You got to make it turn on.
20 years from now, we're still doing that.
Still QR coding.
Yep. And many drunken, horrible things happen on the hovering scooters. Unfortunately, they're working on it.
Okay, we knock on the door.
Oh, snap. A heavy knock is heard. An old, wrinkled, leathery woman opens the door and says,
It's about time you showed up.
Dad?
No, it's... Okay.
You follow her into the main room.
the walls filled with ancient books and timeless trinkets. Sitting on a circular table in the center of the room, a shimmering amethyst crystal ball. What do you do?
Bow down to it because we're in the cold now.
I ponder it.
What?
I ponder it.
Oh, he's pondering.
Pondering.
I like.
Word.
We have a bow down, a ponder.
Careful, Tanner. Whatever it can, you, whatever you can see back. What if it's like the seeing eye?
I have nothing to hide.
That's true.
Nat 20 confidence check.
What would you guys do?
I would start talking to the wrinkly woman, the leather woman.
What do you say? Yeah.
How did you know we would come?
Going right for it. She says,
I acquired this crystal ball long ago in a forgotten cave. The ones who would unlock its true power would have the same name, Amethyst.
You guys are welcome.
She is our cult leader, to be fair.
Place your hands upon the ball to know its truth.
Can I hold
their hands are extending.
I'm scared. I need some support.
We'll hold hands too.
One hand.
They hold.
What if we held hands in the leather lady's house?
The leather lady?
Now, dear, I don't like to be called the leather lady.
We mean no disrespect, to be fair.
That's true.
He's
What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Agnes.
Agnes, okay.
Sick.
In 20 years, is that still an old lady's name, or is that like a...
Well, I mean, that means she'd been born in, like, probably 1981 or so.
Are we still alive in 20 years?
Was that a popular name?
That's a... Wait.
Are we still alive in how many years?
Shout out to the Agnes's board in 1981, if you're listening to this.
Shout out to Amethyst's math teacher.
Okay. So it looks like they've all... Agnes walks away to the kitchen. They've all gathered around. They all have their hands on the crystal ball and they're linking arms simultaneously somehow. And what happens is truly incredible. A glow that fills the entire room is released. And the voice comes into your mind all one more time, and it says, you are granted one wish.
Oh, no.
Anything that you desire, but you only get one, and you all have to decide together what it's going to be.
Okay. How do we decide?
I want to sing the song.
Seven
weeks.
What song?
7 weeks.
One wish, we would be best friends.
I don't know. Oh yeah. I was putting Tanner's even instead.
What's our one wish? Is it to be best friends forever?
To be together forever.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the wish was the friends we made along the way.
Convergence. Make us whole.
Down that 10-minute staircase was the friends we made down the 10-minute staircase.
Make us whole.
Christian, what do you think it should be?
I wish that Denmark still existed. Oh, we're 20 years in the future, so you have to put your mind into context.
Okay.
What happened to Denmark?
It's gone, man.
What did you do with Denmark?
Leave it to Christian.
Wish everyone could just, like, get along, man.
Should we ask for, like, world peace or the end of hunger? Like, it's 20 years in the future. It's probably worse than ever. And we get this one wish.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, what if it's like, I wish for world peace, and so they're like, well, humans will never have peace, and then they kill us all.
Oh.
Like, we gotta consider our options.
This is the ape movie now? I thought it was the Leather Lady movie. The Agnes movie.
The Leather Face.
Coming this summer. Leather Lady.
I don't know. I'm giving my wish.
I think you're right,
to Tanner. Tanner, what should
I thought we had one wish as a band.
We do.
It's true.
I'm giving my
100
to
wishes.
That's cheating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's always
honest.
Cheating.
We are
an honest.
We're silly,
band.
But
we do hear a voice from the kitchen that says, "That's cheating."
Sorry about
world
him.
Peace that spares the human race.
Ooh, okay, there we go.
Ooh, okay, yeah. They're putting down some finer details to
world
avoid.
Peace. that involves the
subsection two clause.
We write on a contract.
We call our lawyer.
It must benefit
Eric.
Humans.
We call Eric.
And world peace that must benefit humans.
Yes. And not kill them all, please. Make them all happy.
Yeah.
Instantly, the manatees are... I'm just kidding.
We didn't consider the manatees.
Okay.
Pluto come back as a planet. That's my wish now.
And then Pluto crashes into the Earth.
Pluto comes back.
Technically, you're not wrong.
And
there's
Okay, I like this. World peace in favor of the humans. What happens next is a pulse of light expands, engulfing the entire globe. And when you emerge from deeper Elam, you realize something is different about this world you once knew. There's no world-ending climate change storms. The Antarctic ice wall has crumbled, revealing the lost lands of the past, including Atlantis and Lumeria.
Oh yeah, we did it.
And for some strange reason, five links of sausage are endlessly falling from greasy clouds that seem to have appeared, and they're vegan.
Is this lots of links of sausage and they're all in groups of five, or one really big five link sausage?
How endangered are
That's a great question.
Do I need a hard hat to be in this area?
Pretty much, if anyone is hungry and they think about it, one falls down.
We solved world hunger.
Yes, exactly.
I want it to land directly in my
This is so cloudy with a chance of three links.
Absolutely. Well, I would say you are absolutely victorious. Thank you, Amethyst, Michelle, for participating in my situation.
Way to go, you guys.
We fixed
it.
When we leave this place, things are going to be different. We really did something today.
You just never know what's going to happen in deeper Elam. So what is the future looking like for Amethyst Michelle, other than what just what just happened?
I don't know. I might buy five links of sausage on the way home.
It's on the dome.
We are about to release Where Have the Angels Gone in just a couple weeks. Until then, we're going to release a few more... we have a lyric video for Shut the Hell Up coming out. Our music video is doing really, really well, so we're going to keep pushing that, which y'all should definitely check out the Shut the Hell Up music video. We're actually really, really proud of that, and we worked very hard on it. And shout out Asper Studios for helping us produce it. We have a bunch of shows coming up in March. Only a couple are here. We're actually going to be in Oklahoma, so shout out to you if you live in Oklahoma. We'll be hanging out very soon. We have a cave show on the 1st of March, and we will be selling merch there that you definitely want. We have our collars, our CDs, and our t-shirts. So come hang out with us in Arlington at Caves.
Shout out Caves. I love Caves.
They've got cool stuff to look at, too.
They're really cool. Yeah, we love playing there.
Yeah, big fan.
I like their jukebox. There's good stuff on it.
Well, I hate it. No, I'm just kidding.
I like the movies they always play.
It is
in the corner.
Yeah, they're showing Donnie Darko tonight.
Oh, awesome. So that's actually the future of the band. We're going to go watch Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko at Caves.
Be careful what you wish for.
Moral of the story.
Eraserhead next. That's what he did to me.
Whoa, throwback.
What are you?
That traumatized me in college. My future?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Let's see here. The local obscene. I am interviewing Mean Motor Scooter. That's coming up. Shout out. Scorned Productions. I'm going to hit them up. They put together some badass metal and punk shows. And just taking a shit ton of pictures. That seems to be what is happening lately.
How's your gear been?
It's been awesome. I still have to read the manual, maybe. but it seems to be working out so far. But when I read that manual, holy shit, look out, everyone.
You don't need manuals. You know what you're doing. Exactly. Manuals will slow you down.
Yes,
get
they
all those
do.
Confusing words in your head.
Well, the future sounds bright, Amethyst Michelle. Where is the best place our listeners can find all of your content?
Check out our Instagram at amethyst.michelle, and then you can also find us on Spotify, Amethyst Michelle. Pretty much all of our info is there on our Spotify page.
If you listen to music there, you can listen to... I'm weird, and I use weird music platforms. So, like, YouTube Music, Apple Music, Prime Music.
Pretty much every platform. We're anywhere you want
iPod.
To be.
My iPod.
Definitely your mom's iPod.
That's I doubt my mom, for sure. My mom loves her band. It's so sweet. She's so supportive. She shows her coworkers
we
all
love her
videos.
So much, actually. We, big shout out to your mom specifically.
My dad's Napster.
My LimeWire account.
Mom's iPad and your dad's Napster. Nice.
I used to listen to music on my PSP in middle school.
Oh, my.
Hey, throwback again. Holy shit. And Instagram, Facebook, all the classics.
Mm-hmm. Got
Very
it
nice. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Go and follow Amethyst Michelle on all the social media, on all the streaming platforms. Keep an eye out for a show near you. Buy that merch and stream the fuck out of these brand new tunes that are dropping very soon. Thank you for being on the local obscene.
Thank you so much. This was really fun. Thank you
so much. Good intentions wasted. What do the righteous gain if there's still a sinner within?
Doesn't this track totally fucking rip? Yes, Amethyst Michelle. Where Have the Angels Gone? Coming out March 14th. Keep your ears open and check them out at Caves in Arlington this Friday, March 1st. And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Chief Swiftwater. What's up, listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Local Obscene Season 6, Episode 8. Let's give it up again for Amethyst Michelle. Absolutely hilarious. Had such a good time meeting and talking with them. Their future sounds incredible. I mean, recording with Flyleaf, if I understand that correctly. They went and recorded at the Flyleaf studio? Mind is blown, and you can tell in the quality and the epicness of that recording. They're absolutely on their way to achieve great things, and I'm so excited to see how all of that unfolds. The Local Obscene Season 6 has only 2 more episodes left, and that includes the finale. We have Mean Motor Scooter and Scorned Productions to finish it off strong, so keep an ear out for those episodes. I'm going to be working hard, making sure to get them out with the quickness. The music scene is just absolutely blossoming right now. So many fucking incredible acts in the DFW area, and I hope that wherever you are listening, you're going out there, you're supporting the shows, you're buying the merch, you're streaming those bands. Let's blow this shit up as much as possible. Everyone's out there working hard, and you just never know who you're gonna run into at a show. I mean, your lifelong soulmate is just waiting out there for you. And if you've already met with yours, then you guys just gotta go out there together and link arms and do a fucking Titanic spin in the mosh pit. I wanna see it, and I wanna snap a picture of it too. Yes, photography is so much fun. I'm really having a blast doing it. And I thank you all for your support, following me on Instagram and liking and sharing those photos. All right, I think that's all I have for you today. Thank you again for tuning in to the Local Obscene. I'm your host, Chief Swiftwater, signing off.